Your life is your greatest work of art, and it all relates back to the synchronicities.
Welcome to Integrate Yourself, everybody. I'm your host, Allison Pillow, and you can find me at allisonpillow.com and finally thrivingprogram.com. Today, I'm here with a very special guest. Dr. Jacqueline Gutierrez is an illuminating force in the realm of holistic medicine. As a board-certified doctor of natural medicine and a certified biofield tuning practitioner, she guides her clients toward radiant well-being through her virtual practice and store, The Wellness Trinity. Driven by a profound calling, Dr. Jacqueline is fervently dedicated to restoring her clients' energy and vitality, drawn from her personal journey that began with the poignant loss of her father at the tender age of 9. Her own struggles with chronic fatigue, emotional turbulence, and digestive challenges ignited a relentless pursuit to unravel the roots of holistic healing. At the heart of her transformative approach lies Cerebral Detox Program, a meticulous journey bio-individualized for each client. Dr. Jacqueline combines holistic remedies, energy medicine, and lifestyle adjustments to comprehensively detoxify the body, invigorate the mind, and harmonize the emotions. She birthed the Emotional Wellness Cleanse Program to complement her clients' detox protocols after recognizing a crucial missing element in the healing journey. In this program, Dr. Jacqueline delves into the vibrational realm with various modalities, including biofield tuning, the Zydo Evox, and emotional body code to assist individuals in overcoming stress and trauma that has manifested illness and blocked abundance in their life. Acknowledging the interconnectedness of mind, body, and spirit, Dr. Jacqueline approaches her clients holistically, unwaveringly seeking answers to intricate health challenges. Grounded in resilience and guided by a higher wisdom, she bears witness to what some might deem miracles on a regular basis. Thank you so much, Dr. Jacqueline, for coming on the show today. I'm so excited to talk about what we're going to talk about. So many good things. Some aspects of holistic health that just some people just don't know about, which is a lot of the things you help people with. So thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me here.
You are so welcome. So I would like to just get started by you sharing more about how you help your clients and your patients, and you really specialize in parasite cleansing. And when it comes to parasites, people aren't really sure, you know, what that's about. There's a little bit of fear behind that for some people. I would love for you just to start by talking about that, and then we can get into how you use the frequency as well to help people with that kind of thing.
So in the cerebral detox program, I ended up learning a very amazing muscle testing assessment where I can figure out on the spot what type of pathogens like parasites, funguses, mold, bacterias, and as well as toxins, and how your mitochondria is doing at the same time. And that's a focal point of when people first come to me, I do that muscle testing assessment. I'm like, okay, here's the bugs and here's the toxins. Here's how your mitochondria is doing as a result of all this. And I muscle test for a couple other things as well, too. I'll see how their organs and glands are doing. And I'll also see how much of that stress that I'm seeing in those organs and glands is a frequency imbalance, aka emotional. So that will lead me to the other program that you had mentioned, the Emotional Wellness Cleanse, where I'll work through the frequency imbalance or their emotions and stress and trauma that their body's held that has made them sick. So that's what I do with that. And then in between, so with the cerebral detox program, I'll coach people. I'll see them about once a month. We'll do we'll do the muscle testing assessment, and then we'll potentially do some other biofrequency scans or lab testing. But there's just so much that can be done just with straight muscle testing, where I don't need to bring in all those extra tools until later to kind of just cross-reference everything, making sure we're dealing with the whole picture and rebuilding the body appropriately and all that. Of course, we're looking at the lifestyle, as any other practitioner, good practitioner would be. But I think by the time someone comes to me and they're like, oh, what is this parasite thing or this frequency thing? I think a lot of people have already kind of crossed some of those things off their list. Like, okay, they know they should eat healthy. they know that they should, you know, do exercise and do certain things to be healthy. But then there's just like, what is this thing that is missing? So that's where I tend to come into people's picture with working with them, is those really confusing extra questions where they're like, I don't know why I'm still not feeling good. So the whole thing with parasites is really personal.
Yeah, right.
Starting off first and foremost, like I had to deal with a lot of parasites, and I kept having to ask deeper questions of why, you know, like if you want to know why you're not feeling good, you need to keep asking why until you get to the root. Before that, even the parasites, I'd done a lot of liver cleanses and flushed a bunch of gallstones. I'm like, okay, liver and gallbladder kept being highlighted for me and all the different, I was doing something called blood cell analysis at the time. And so I kept seeing these signs of the stress in my liver and gallbladder, and I kept passing these stones. And then I was like, oh, shoot, the parasites. I worked for a really well-known company called Cellcore Biosciences, and I got to work with a bunch of really amazing practitioners over there and learn their system and how they discover these parasites. A lot of people are not finding regular GI maps and just regular, even functional medicine tests are not really the best to find them. So this is why I brought it upon myself to learn muscle testing. And so when I was there, I learned how to figure out, do you have a ropeworm? Do you have a cysto? Like, what type of parasites do you have? How bad is this? In addition to all the other types of infections people can have. And so here I am working for the best company. And I put my practice kind of on pause at that point for like 9 months, but I kept having to do these parasite cleanses. And I'm like, oh, I understand there's a chemical part of it. So if you have toxicity, you have too much toxins, you're going to overgrow these parasites because they're like garbage collectors, and they're almost kind of trying to keep you safe. So when you get rid of the parasites, you're getting rid of all the toxins and infections that are inside of them too. And so I already knew that, but at some point I was like, okay, God, what is, there's something else I'm missing. And that's when I got the answer of frequency. And I kind of already was dabbling a little bit with different frequency modalities like flower remedies, but I wasn't really going as deep as I needed to and specific as I needed to personally address things. And as well as for family members that were dealing with certain things as well too. And that's what really kept me pushing for more answers. Like any other practitioner, you're like, I need to be better, or my family is dying, or so I was doing the cerebral detox part, and then I'm like, oh my God, this frequency world. And I started going down that rabbit hole and started releasing trapped emotions and in all those various ways you mentioned in the intro, and was seeing what we would consider signs and miracles and wonders. And like, this is so crazy. I can't believe this is the answer.
Right.
Right. Like, who would have thought? These other fancy things you would think, at least. And I still love my herbs. I love my, you know, my really amazing products that I use. And I try to keep things super top notch and everything else. Right. But I didn't realize that so much of why the biochemistry is imbalanced and why these parasites are overgrowing and other types of infections is because of the body being unharmonized. Yeah. AKA, you have stress and trauma that the body's stored. So I checked out your YouTube. I'm like, it looks like you have an audience that probably kind of gets this already a little bit, right?
Yeah, we talk about a lot of different aspects of health, and anywhere from metaphysical to holistic health practices, spirituality, and those things. So a lot of my audience is used to hearing things that are outside of the box, but you know, when it comes to healing, we've just been so conditioned to think that everything is just healing on the physical, and you know, all the solutions are just on the physical plane, and some of them are, but in my experience too, I've seen a greater rate of healing when we're healing on more of that quantum field or the you know, where we would be in tune with, you know, like you said, harmonizing the body and really bringing it into its natural resonance, which people don't understand sometimes that we have a vibration. And what that means is that your body is buzzing, your cells are buzzing at a certain rate, and then it can get impeded when we have dense emotions that are suppressed in our body, like you're saying. And then, you know, what that does eventually, it turns into something physical, right? So everything energetic manifest to the physical, because that's just where it comes from. But we don't put that together so much because we're in a very 3D world a lot of times. Mm-hmm. But the way it does work is, you know, any health conditions, they start from a thought or from an energy that comes in manifest in a physical form. And so that's how I see parasites too. Like people mm-hmm. talk about entities in spirituality, but really, you know, an entity can turn into a physical manifestation as a parasite, basically, if it's been there for a long time, right? That's kind of what happens.
That's exactly what the revelation that I've had is that, you know, I call myself a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ and all the Bible and all that. And I was like, I think parasites are the same thing as the devil.
Well, it's, you know, I see it as like, yeah, you could see it that way for sure.
Well, but Yeah, like you're having a frequency that's off, right? Like,
right. It's just something negative,
and then it almost like it forms into something physical, aka parasite.
Exactly.
And they have a very similar energy when you start dissecting both of those things, and so it's eating you alive.
Right, and I think that it is. When I think about that too, I think about the parasite as being, like you said, and when you were talking about it, how it is protecting us to some extent, like it protects us for a while, like an entity, when an entity comes in, which is really, if I see it as like a shadow part of you, let's talk about the energetic aspect of it, which is when you like step out and you kind of abandon part of yourself, or you feel like life is too overwhelming and part of you that might be a shadow aspect steps in and takes over. Well, it's protecting you. It's kind of giving you a hand until you have the courage, and then you are taking full responsibility to step in and be fully you. So in a way, you can see that as a parasite, as a physical manifestation of that. We're just being a victim to that for a while, or letting that feed off of us while we figure it out, or we try to heal those parts that really need our attention. So there's many different ways you can look at it. But yes, there is real physical manifestations of parasites that freak people out. But yeah, it's one of those things where I find when people start attuning more to their life force energy and they start to align more with who they are and what they really are here to do and what they really love and brings them joy. I think as they step more into that too, like their metabolism gets better on a physical level. You start to get better mm-hmm. because you're starting to take care of yourself and you're starting to take responsibility for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then your metabolism starts functioning better, and a better functioning metabolism will start to not be a great environment for a parasite to live. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. in some ways, as you get healthy, you're actually protecting yourself from something like that. It is one of those things that's interesting because it is all about, it all goes back to frequency. It all goes back to vibration, because when our body is healthy and harmonized, then those kind of things can't live in our body and they can't mm-hmm. live in our energy field, right? That's kind of how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it where I've done frequency work on myself or clients, even remote frequency work for a group. And people will message me after and like, I pass worms the next day.
Yeah,
I'm like, I didn't even give you a parasite, like a parasite cleanse. I mean, I've done
that amazing?
Where we're setting that intention, but I've done also sessions where we're not, but their body just gets more relaxed and more harmonized. And all of a sudden they're releasing all the stuff that they don't like, they're not supposed to be there.
Exactly. Cause they, you know, it's bringing in that light, you know, you're letting go of the density of your body, like the, I guess we could call it the lower frequency stuff. And then, you know, the higher frequencies come in, and then that stuff can't live in there in that environment anymore. So I think that is so powerful and amazing that you're doing that kind of work with people. And then they can see that like, wow, this is miraculous, but it's also natural, right? Self-care is finally a cultural phenomenon. The hashtag self-care has appeared on social media millions of times. So why aren't we applying it to our health and wellness? Instead, we beat ourselves up for not finding time to exercise, or we work out so hard that we suffer from joint and back pain. We struggle with diet, stress, and insomnia. That kind of health and wellness just isn't relaxing. It isn't joyful, and it definitely doesn't feel like self-care. Finally Thriving invites wellness into your life in a whole new way, bringing genuine self-care to your health and wellness routine. Learn how true self-care actually helps your body regenerate. Discover quick, simple exercises that build strength and flexibility, powerfully but gently, with hidden treasures along the way. Journal prompts, breathing exercises, relaxing meditations, and more. Merge your physical, mental, and spiritual wellness into one with Finally Thriving, and embrace a self-care wellness routine that will nourish every aspect of your life. If you want to pick up a copy of my book, Finally Thriving, head over to the link in my show notes. You can get it on Amazon. You can pick it up as an ebook or audiobook. It's available there too. And if you want to dive deeper with me, you can head over to my waitlist link and join the waitlist for the Finally Thriving program, where we dive deeper into these aspects and learn more about ourselves. It's a 3-month course and coaching program, and you get coaching from me every week. If you're ready to finally thrive, you can pick up a copy of my book or listen on audiobook, and this is going to take you through all the things, all the steps that I've brought my clients through and myself over 20 years of coaching, holistic health, wellness, and holistic healing. This is wisdom that will last you a lifetime. So follow the link on my show notes to pick up your copy of Finally Thriving so you can finally thrive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I'll still give people herbs and I'll give them supplements and things like that too. But I just find it goes hand in hand. Obviously, I know at this point you can do frequency work and get rid of these things, but there's a biochemical part of us that keeps me still doing that part of the work too.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're very deficient in vitamin C, I was just reading this morning it's important for your lymphocytes. And so if you are not building your lymphocytes very well, you're going to have more pathogens, right? AKA it could be a parasite or something else. So, you know, simply like if someone needed to address that type of deficiency, then, you know, that's very important too. Like you need to make sure your biochemistry is in line, but so much of our biochemistry is going to be affected by how harmonized the body is. We actually will move around nutrients. So if your body's stressed, for example, the longer that it's stressed, it'll be acidic and you'll pull out calcium from your bones and it will displace in other areas of your body, like your pineal gland or your heart or your stomach. It will also pull out iron from your cells. And so you could become anemic and, you know, they think iron is the answer, but it's, you know, there's a whole story about other things that could be. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Parasites can even eat your cells to iron as well too. And so the body's biochemistry is like what you're thinking and what you're vibrating at is everything just kind of falls in line afterwards, good or bad, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, it's so, and I love how you say, because we do have to approach it from the physical and the energetic. Like we were talking about before we started, you know, you were talking about yourself and like how you were realizing how nutrient deficient motherhood can make you, just because you're giving all of your nutrients to the baby that's, you know, in you. And then, you know, you don't get any sleep when the baby comes. And so it's like, we don't really honor this time of nutrient rebuilding because there's so many people other than moms nutrient deficient. And so we do have to bring those nutrients back in and know when we're nutrient deficient as well, because so much of like the fitness industry is so focused on, you know, calories and counting calories. Still, we're doing that. And what the thing I teach my clients is really, it's about bringing the right nutrient dense foods so that your body has something to work with.
Yeah.
So it's so important.
Yeah. I was in the fitness industry too. And I was calorie counting and doing all that at some point. And I had to literally put away the scale for a year.
I understand. Yeah.
Because it was obsessive. It was too much. And I was like, God, just give me the body that you want me to have. And, you know, it's amazing. Like now I feel okay. But yeah, back then it was such an unhealthy, that's a whole thing I had to kind of dig at myself actually with just recently. I didn't even realize how much this is bad body image over a decade ago. Like, I'm almost 37 now. And I realized after doing some recent work on myself energetically that I was like, oh my God, at 24, I used to work in the nightlife from like Las Vegas nightlife from 21 to 24. And I didn't really realize that that was a part of my adrenals being off as well too. So, let me take a step back. I did a hair test on myself recently. So we're talking about the whole mom burnout thing. So I, did a hair mineral analysis on myself, which is one of the labs I actually really like. It's more affordable and there's so much information in there. And minerals are just like a foundation of a lot of the enzymes and everything in our body as well too. So I realized that my adrenals were off like the last three tests I did, and it was just even slightly lower. And I did the first one when of these three when I was pregnant, like the beginning of my pregnancy, and then one about maybe 7 months after it, and then like another year almost after that. So my baby's about a little over 1.5 now. And so in that time, I have not slept one whole night with the baby nursing still and the dog waking me up at night. The dog literally wakes me up to go pee like generally at least once
a night,
sometimes even twice. I'm like, really?
The dog and the baby now.
Oh, my gosh. My husband just sleeps upstairs. I'm like, okay, at least one of us can sleep.
Right.
So that obviously will mess things up. But I think, you know, just becoming a new mom is, and you know, for someone watching, if they're not a mom or haven't gone through that experience or their past or whatever, going through a new stressor in your life can highlight trauma that you've never dealt with before too.
Yes.
Like, it just makes things, it's like a mirror. Like, oh, I didn't know that was there. So that's kind of what I've been dealing with the last year and a half. I've done so much emotion work on myself. It's like, I had no idea. I've done a lot already. You know, I've come to like a much better place with, you know, where I'm at with all that. But anyway, so that hair test, this whole adrenal thing really highlighted to me, like, you need to think about your whole lifestyle. Like, of course, I'm going to take my nutrients and stuff to balance that ratio that is low, reflecting a underactive adrenal glands. But at the same time, I know, because I do this work and I do emotion work and all that now, I'm like, I know this is not going to completely fix itself. Maybe it will temporarily kind of go up and, you know, if I'm taking these nutrients, but that's not going to solve the problem if I am overexerting myself when I should, you know, be more mindful of that right now. So, I mean, this is only recent. Like, I mean, again, we go through new things and you learn new things about yourself. And that's kind of more my revelation. And so I started doing some Zyto Evox work. That's another program that I do.
What is that?
So the Zyto is a program, a biofrequency program that you can do scans to figure out different things that are going on in your body on an energetic level. I had used it for a long time for my health coaching stuff, but they have this other program you can add to it called the Evox, and it does different scans. And it's kind of like a Rife machine. It'll do different scans on a topic that, let's say, chronic fatigue. You put chronic fatigue in there, you can figure out like all these different statements. So they could be positive or negative. It could be a word. Every type of statement has a frequency to it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it will figure out where you're off and what you would actually do the program on. And then once you see what type of statements are highest at what's going to help balance you, you'll actually end up recording. It will record your voice, and then it will figure out what frequencies to put into your body to balance yourself on that.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like super on the spot, high tech software. And so, and then you just kind of go back and forth until you see certain patterns and you're like, okay, I can move on to the next thing. Yeah. It's amazing. So I sat there this last weekend, I did that for like 3 hours. I was like, I'm going to do it for this low sodium to magnesium ratio that I'm seeing on my hair test. Like, let's see what's related to that. You can literally do it for anything. So I was like, I'm going to see what's related to that. And all this stuff came up. That like the statements that came up, I was like talking about being skinny and my relationship with food and things like that. I'm like, this is not me now. This is me when I was 21 to 24 years old. Like all of it led back to it. So, you know, this low sodium to magnesium ratio and adrenals, this is all related to chronic fatigue. Like I had dealt with that. The earliest time I can remember dealing with that was that time in my life. And now it made sense. I was like, I didn't realize there was an emotional component, like to this level of it, that was related to the chronic fatigue.
So that emotional,
toxic.
Right. That's so interesting. So that energetic component was still with you, even though you dealt with the physical part of it.
And consciously I moved on. I'm like, I'm not living that life anymore. Like,
yeah, right.
You know, I don't stay up all night and cocktail and, you know, in loud, noisy, smoky environment. Like, I'm not doing none of that anymore. It's been so, so long ago, but I didn't realize the emotions that I was dealing with was back then was a big part of why I was chronically fatigued after. And then, you know, I got a lot better over the years, but this is probably why I was manifesting parasites and hair loss and digestive things and all kinds of other stuff I was going through. And then, you know, here I am in a lot better place. I'm like, okay, I'll actually have a baby now at 35. And so then it like come full circle. I'm like, oh my God, that was still there. I had no idea. So anyways, it's interesting.
Well,
putting layers here.
Absolutely. That's so cool. And it's like that last layer, right? Because you dealt with all the other aspects of it, but that was still kind of creating that, it was still there to create that stress for you until you like noticed it. And you're like, oh, okay. So.
Well, yeah. And I just thought, well, okay, I'm not sleeping. So why, that could be why my adrenals are tanked right now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that probably still is part of it, right? Yeah. Obviously the biochemical affects everything too, but yeah, I didn't know that's what would come up on an emotional level. That is just wild to me that caused me chronic fatigue for all these years was, you know, and I know you're in the fitness industry. So it's like the people that are listening to this and they're into fitness and they have a bad relationship with food in their body. You might want to think about that. It could cause you some adrenal problems.
Absolutely. It all relates back to our relationship with food and yeah. Like I've talked about this before, patterns with food too. Like when I was a gymnast, I used to eat really early in the morning, maybe a very high carb breakfast. And then, which was like lighting a match and then it going out immediately. So yeah, it's like lighting a match and then it going out immediately as far as like my energy, you know, and then I would be, you know, in school all day. And then right after school, I'd have a snack and then I'd go to the gymnastics gym and then be there for 4 hours and then I'd eat dinner till 9. And then I'd woof down a huge dinner. It's like, so I had this pattern of eating that was really kind of like at the very end of the day, I'd eat all my calories almost, you know, for the day, which is not healthy at all. So when I get stressed, I'll notice in the past that I don't eat, you know, I don't eat. And that's not very common for a lot of people. A lot of people will eat when they feel stressed, but I'm on the opposite end of that spectrum, which I don't eat when I'm emotionally stressed. And so I look back on that as that pattern that I had when I was younger, when I had a lot going on and I was doing a lot and I was kind of stressed out, you know, because my schedule was so full. I wouldn't eat. And then I would eat at the end of the day when everything was over, you know? So it's really interesting to look back on our food patterns too. And when we're in high stress times, because that's what we're going to go to immediately when we're older and we're in stress, right? So.
Well, and this is interesting. You're bringing this up at a young age, because while I attribute, you know, based on my findings in the last week, a lot of this from that time in my life, I have to really sit back and think about it. I'm like, I was always a very much type A, straight A student type of person. So I was always trying to be perfect in that way. And I was staying up late and, you know, always studying. And I mean, obviously that's honorable to do stuff like that, but I was overexerting myself for sure at a very young age.
Yeah,
and
me
I think
too.
We were just taught that that's normal.
Yes.
And so as I'm unraveling this whole adrenal journey for myself, I'm like, this whole society's messed up. I'm
I like, know.
Not
yeah.
just because I chose this.
Like you said, it's a program. Like you said that before we started. It's a program that we've like kind of fallen into, you know, in our society.
Yeah. And so you could even think about that, tying that back to the parasite energy. But yeah, so I think about like just that, even that thought process of at a young age, we're taught to fill our schedules up so much, do every single activity. At least that's how we were in our house. Like,
yeah,
my exactly. mom's a single mom trying to manage this all right.
Oh, wow.
My dad again died when I was young. And so, so everyone's burnout, you know, and, I just think of that even like that parasitic energy that just was like eating me up. Like,
yeah,
when I'm thinking, okay, I need to kind of relax so I can heal myself, I can't tell you how much of a tension it's been. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to go to the hospital. I'm trying to go to relax.
Yes, I totally can relate to that. And it takes time to like unwind that tension because it's so woven into our psyche because it's happened at such a young age. And I was just with a client the other day that was saying the exact same thing and how she's really struggling with this and you know, a similar thing to what we're talking about and like learning these things. And you know, you just get to a point in your life where you're like, okay, what do I even feel like? What is my, like, where do I begin and other people end, you know? And so I've been on that path for some time, but some people are just now coming to that, like, okay, I haven't really been noticing how I feel. I haven't really been actually connecting with that. And so what that's done, you know, it makes us like we learn to connect with the outside world and go from there and do until we're just killing ourselves, you know, and it is like a parasite. It's like I kind of think of it as consumerism, like the same energy. Mm-hmm. It's like more, it's never mm-hmm. enough. And so, yes, I think it's a program that we're also now just trying to release and repattern for ourselves and understand what is really natural and knowing that it is very important to honor ourselves and to honor that space in between that we need for us to even just feel how we feel aside from what we're seeing in the outside world, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, we can be go, go, go for different reasons too. Once we stop and rest, a lot of emotions will come up.
Yes.
For a lot of people, most likely. And, you know, for me, it's really analyze my go, go, go attitude about things. I'm like always feeling like I need to achieve something. I always need to feel like I need to be like the best at everything. And I'm like, why? Why do I feel like that? And also even with making money and being a business person, it's like, okay, how much do you really need? Like the whole consumerism part is what you're talking about. Like, and I'm not the most, I mean, I like to have nice things, but I don't feel like I need like a million different cars and things like that. Like I'm not, you know, materialistic in that sense. But, you know, at some point, I don't know why it's like, I think I looked at business almost like a game too. And I would achieve one level and I'm like, okay, I gotta go there. So
I
gotta
That's how I saw it too. I know. I don't.
It's well, like, why am I so stressing myself out?
Exactly.
And it could be fun in that way, right? It could be like a new adventure. But I think we just need to have a healthy context of like when to rest in the midst of all this too. So that's more my game now. It's like, okay, well, how do I still, do great things in life, help people, you know, produce things. Like writing and my social media and, you know, actually helping people in my sessions and all that. How do I manage, you know, greater loads of this, potentially greater loads, maybe I don't need greater loads, but how do I keep progressing in this business without, being burnout is big. And I know that me figuring this out for myself is going to help other people as well too.
I think if we're doing it out of from a place of joy and play and curiosity, you know, if it's coming from that kind of an emotional center, I think you can't go wrong. And you're not probably going to overwork yourself if it is coming from that. It depends on what you really want to, I guess, accomplish. But I'm in this group now. Again, every year I do this group called The Artist Way. And we read the book together, and I'm a guest speaker as well for this group. And the last chapter that we went through together was about doing through your emotional center. Like, what is your emotional center mm-hmm. on this action that you're doing? So for example, like, you know, it could be anything. Like it could be to achieve something. It could be for affirmation. It's like, you know, what do you, why mm-hmm. do you want to get to this level of success? What is it mm-hmm. about that's going to help you emotionally? What are you trying to achieve mm-hmm. here to get this emotional state? And, you know, it used to be for me that I needed affirmation. I needed to know that I was good enough. You know, for many, mm-hmm. many years, I was like that. And so what that did was it just led me down this path of like looking at, like, I don't know, you go on social media and influencers and they're telling you, and coaches too, like they'll say, I've had some really good coaches. So the coaches I'll say that I've had are really amazing and don't necessarily recommend this, but I see other coaches saying, oh yeah, you know, you must be making $100,000 a month if you're going to be a good coach. And they're just kind of telling you mm-hmm. like how, like what success should be for you. But really the most important part is to connect with that sense of success for you. And that's what is real. That's what it matters, because if you can't do that on an individual basis, then you're going to be running and chasing the not enoughness forever. You know, what could be successful could be just being able to have enough leisure time to do the things you love to do during the day and do, you know, have your own business. It, you know, mm-hmm. for me, yeah. you know, it just kind of switched over to my emotional centers play and joy now. So if I'm not having, you know, if it's not joyful for me, if it's not playful, if I'm not learning, then I'm not going to do it. Like that's already, you know, like a value that can help me discern between the things that, you know, people are saying is the best thing to do and the things that I know is better for me. Yeah. So, you know,
put the right word with that, I think, what's best for you, because maybe that is good for someone else, but
exactly.
it's not necessarily, you know, best for everyone. And for me too, as I build my practice and all that too, you know, I just kept going in the direction of like, oh, I got to do more with this. Like I have to have a team and I have to have a, you know, a social media team and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, I'm thinking like, okay, well, what really, because you know, when you do stuff like that, you have more responsibility, right?
Now yes, you're taking exactly.
care of people.
Yes.
So, you know, and I've kind of brought some people in and out, and I'm not saying that I won't ever have like, you know, a multiple person team here. Like I have my husband here. I have my web guy that helps me and it's mainly just us. I am thinking maybe I'll have a practitioner at some point, but when I honestly really analyze like who I am inside, I don't think that I am a person that really want all of that.
I know. I did that
it's
too.
A lot,
I'm like,
you know?
I can have one person work for me and that would be perfect, because, you know, and then other people come in as independent contractors to support, which I have hired before, but I totally agree with you. I realize that about myself too. I'm like, I'm not that person actually. And so that's a huge thing to realize about yourself. That's really big.
Yeah. And trust me, I'm still navigating this, because I feel the yeah. programming. I'm like, but what about this?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that, like, you know, there's ways to make money in doing what you're called to do. So I don't think that, like, you know, it depends what you're doing too. And then again, how much do you really need? I was following this social media girl, and she ended up getting super burnout. I mean, she was on everything, like super amazing videos, Instagram, everything. And she was trying to up level in the next thing, as you know, we're talking about. And then she just totally pulled the plug. It was like, actually, never mind. I'm taking a sabbatical for a year, and she said indefinite, but now we know it's been a year, about a year.
Yeah.
And she's spilling out all this stuff that she's talking about. And I think she kind of has some similar revelations. Like, why do I want this big team? And I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this because I'm trying to keep up with these other people.
Right.
So, like I said, kudos to you if that's what you want to do, if that's what you really feel designedly led to do. And I think, like, tying this in to the frequency work, every time we keep talking about this, I'm like, the crown chakra, the crown. It's like, who are you specifically designed to be? That energy in the crown chakra, it is that. Like, what is your purpose? Who are you? And if you're not in line with where God has you in this world, in this universe, and doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're going to feel like when it's off, you'll feel very overwhelmed. You'll feel very out of sync with nature and time.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
But when you are living your purpose and being, you know, your authentic self, you'll feel very much like much more in the flow. So as long as you're getting sunlight, because sunlight affects that area up there too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. What do you recommend in Portland for sunlight? exposure when we don't have much.
Oh my gosh.
cool.
I have several biomats here now.
It's a biomat.
PAMF mat, biomat. Yeah. So red light therapy.
Yeah.
So I know you wanted to talk about biofield tuning. We totally went with this whole
thing. Oh no, it's totally fine.
But yeah. What I wanted to, here's my thing. So basically, I do this therapy called biofield tuning, and we have this biofield around our body, and we have a negative charge that's related to our to being grounded in the earth, and then a positive charge, which is related to our relationship with the sun. So we're like one big battery terminal. So after analyzing this whole thing and tuning a bunch of people's biofields and to get rid of stress and trauma that's causing them to be sick and not feeling abundant and all that kind of stuff, I was very drawn to these PEMF mats because I'm like, oh, it's grounding you and you're getting light therapy. So your Earth star and your sun star are happier, your battery terminals. So I totally noticed since I moved up here in the last 4 years, like when it's gray and dark, I get depressed. And I more so noticed it. I think the first year I was just trying to hang on for dear life because it was 2020 and things were all chaotic.
You moved here in 2020?
End of 2019 and everything went to hell.
I'm so sorry.
I know. I was like, oh my God. Oh. And then we were on fire and I'm like, what are you doing over here?
It was crazy. So, that's when the craziness started. I mean, wow.
So I was transitioning, like, you know, my business, and then I had a job, and then I ended up I got fired from that job. That's a whole different story in itself. It was uncalled for. But anyways, it was definitely for a reason though. Like God knew what he was doing because I was supposed to dive in his frequency work. Anyways, after that, I ended up getting pregnant, which is, I think, part of the plan of me not having that job. I needed to get back to my practice online and I ended up getting pregnant. But yeah, during that time I was pregnant, I was like, I could notice when the sun would come out and I'd go outside and walk the dog or whatever. And I'm like, I suddenly feel happy again. Obviously pregnancy will deplete a lot, as we mentioned, but yeah, the sun, I noticed so much. And even just this last winter too, I was starting to feel a little off, and I was getting into my infrared sauna a lot in the morning. I would just like get in there, and he's 1.5 years old, my baby now. And he would come in there with me. And it's one that you sit, it's a wooden one. It's different than what you probably have been used to thinking of sauna. It's wooden, but it looks almost like a go-kart. So it's like a one person seater thing.
Oh yeah.
And so I'll have the baby sit right there next to me in this, in my infrared sauna. And I sleep with my red light. I have my dog sleep with a red light because I'm concerned about everybody's sun here. So, and I noticed when I'm sitting on this mat, when I'm working, my energy feels a lot better too.
Yeah.
So not only like, are we dealing with EMFs from all the computer and phones and things like that, which when you're using the grounding, like the PEMF mats, you're going to be able to kind of pull some of that stuff out, but also getting the light therapy too. So it's so amazing when we pay attention to those two simple things of grounding, getting enough sunlight, how in whatever way you can, obviously, because these are my solutions. Because one, I don't like going out and putting my feet in the dirt where I don't know like who pooped or peed there.
Oh, right.
And two, this weather is difficult to work around in certain times of the year. It's beautiful in the spring or the summer, but yeah. So that's
And the light helps your mitochondria.
Yeah.
Which is where you're energy powerhouses, and that makes sense that it will give you more energy and actually improve your energetic field as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets rough here in the wintertime for people. I had to come up with a plan years ago because I had some knowledge about that, like coming in. I knew that I was going to have to deal with that. So we got this. We have the infrared light as well, and then we have the vitamin D spurta lamp that we use, and then I'll go to the vitamin D tanning bed. Like there's a special vitamin D tanning bed that you can go to here too. So I try to, like, you know, do that and then get all the nutrients, the vitamin A. Like I eat I love oysters. And so I try to get that in once a week, and the liver helping with that, and copper. So all those things help.
I saw you made a video on copper. I've been super down that rabbit hole. And I want to watch that. I'm super curious what your thoughts are on copper.
Yeah. I mean, copper, I just talked about that today, actually, with my group, my Finally Thriving group. And we were talking about menopause because, you know, everybody in the group is either in perimenopause or menopause right now. And so, yeah, it's so interesting. Copper is so important. It replaces what you miss when you don't get the sun, basically. It's a nutrient that really helps synthesize the enzymes that you get when you get sun exposure, but also, yeah. And so it comes from like shellfish, the best sources, oysters and those kinds of things. I think liver too, yeah. But liver also has vitamin A and so do oysters. Mm-hmm. So like the vitamin A and copper are so important during this time of year. So I try to get those in when I can, because the sun actually gives you a lot of that, you know, we actually get,
I know vitamin D, vitamin
not
A.
Necessarily in the way we think of nutrients, but yeah, vitamin D, but also it just it activates certain enzymes in our body that help the mitochondria. So it's really pretty cool. But so when you don't get exposed to sunlight so much, then you have to make sure you're a little more diligent in getting those nutrients, and then the red light and vitamin D through food if you can. But if you have a light, that's even better. So those are the things I really do in the wintertime here, or I go to Hawaii or Florida.
Yeah, I was thinking at some point I might need to try traveling again.
Yeah.
During this time.
Everybody here usually goes to Hawaii, but yeah, it's a thing. Or Mexico.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can really affect your mood. It can affect your physiology. You know, people can have joint pain and all kinds of stuff during that time because of the lack of sunlight. So it's just important.
So yeah. I forgot how I noticed it was because of the sun, but I always go through my checklist. I'm like, if I'm off, okay, is it this? Is it this? Like, I all have different tests, like the Zyto I can do scans on. So I'm not exactly sure. I might have muscle tested it actually. And somehow I figured it out. Oh, it's because I'm not getting enough sun. So once I stuck myself in that sauna, oh my God, I was like, wow.
Right?
I feel so much better.
Yeah. Because the warmth is good for your thyroid too. It's just like there's so much.
There's infrared in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Infrared panel with it too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The infrared. Yeah. And the warmth. I do notice that when I'm freezing, I'm like, all of a sudden, my energy is not really good either. Because you're using so much energy to just like try
exactly.
to make
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's why they used to do. I mean, you know, our ancestors did lots of saunas and stuff like that, you know, because it's, you know, and people still do that in other countries. They really do a lot of sauna because it's detoxifying, but it's also good for your thyroid. It's good for your metabolism in those dark months. So, yeah, either dry sauna is a little different, but, you know, infrared is good for when you want that light therapy too. So I think that's amazing. Well, I wanted to ask about the tuning forks because we talked a little bit about that. Are you still using that with people? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I have some of them here. So if people haven't seen a tuning fork, they look like this. Sorry if you're on the audio. Yeah. But and we, when you bang them, so the course I took, she had us, she makes these hot, or she, I guess she just brands these hockey pucks that are really good for activating it. So when you activate it, can you hear it? A lot of times
I can't hear it. No,
for some reason I don't know why it doesn't work on this mic, but I've had a hard time with doing Zooms and stuff with them. But so basically, it's sound therapy, just like singing bowls. Is another one that people might know, but you can use tuning forks to tune your biofield. So back to this whole picture, this is where what we're looking at, what I'm thinking about when I'm working with biofield tuning is this field. So our body holds stress and trauma, certain types of emotions in different areas in our body. Now, this lady, Eileen Dave McCusick, she has a couple books that are incredible. I highly recommend reading them. Electric Body, Electric Health. Actually, I have that here too.
Yeah, those are great books. Yeah.
Oh my God, so good. You read this book?
Not a different one than she
Tuning Your Human Biofield.
Yes,
yeah,
that one.
So that was her first book. And then the one I just showed you is her second one, which I think goes into a little bit more detail. But anyways, basically we have this field, and depending on where you've had certain types of stress and trauma that the body's held, or the biofield, we have this timeline of our life that starts at the edge of the field, and then you walk into it toward your this is more of your current state, is closer to your body. So depending on where the stress and trauma is held, that's where, when you get into the field with the tuning forks, it'll get really dense and sticky. So what's happening is we need a healthy balance of light. So biophotons are light the body produces. We need a healthy balance in our body and in our energetic field. Obviously, most people can't see this unless your third eye is super healthy or something, I guess. But you could feel it when you use the forks. So I'll bang the forks, and I do all this remotely. I'm starting to see some people in person now, actually. But
how'd you do that remotely? You just like, because do you do it with a different microphone or something, or they feel
it? I do this all.
Okay.
Right now, I do it all. No, I don't do it on Zoom. I do it. Other emotion work, I do mostly everything on Zoom, but this, because of the sound, I do it on Instagram Messenger or Facebook Messenger. So for some reason, you can hear it well there, but you can't hear it on Zoom.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to go through the ringer of like trying to figure all these. I was like different mics, like all kinds of, like, how come it doesn't work on Zoom? Anyways, so you could do it like any, like other energetic therapies, you could do it without someone listening too, but it is nice to hear the sounds, and I encourage people to deep breathe throughout it. So you're getting all that oxygenation and movement in that way as well. So we're working with the electromagnetic part of our being. We're made of electricity. So,
yeah.
And when it gets stagnant in certain areas, that's where things can manifest. So if you had like the sacral chakras a couple inches below your belly button, if you had stress and trauma, so on this side of the field, it tends to be, so the right side tends to have guilt and shame. So if you have a lot of guilt and shame, this could even be like religiously instilled.
Right.
And you know, culturally, it's not necessarily, again, something we brought on. It could be generations passed down. It could be ancestral. We pass down our DNA, and we pass down frequencies with it. If you have something like the sacral chakras off because of that, you could have an issue in that area. So you might have lower GI problems, or you might have your ovary. If you're a woman, your ovaries or your uterus could have issues. If it's on the back, so the back is more about receiving. So in the sacral area, it's receiving money, intimacy, and it's all about your relationships. And you might have lower back problems.
Yeah, I was going to say lower back. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I know. Like, who doesn't have a lower back problem?
So many people.
My goodness. Like, and money issues or relationship issues.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Like, who would have thought all of that was related?
Right.
Yeah, but I tune a lot of that.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, I'm going to try something real quick. Try it again. I'm going to do, okay, so there's this thing on Zoom where you can turn your original sound on. It's for musicians. I use it with my voice coach. I'm going to see if I can hear it now, if you want to try it again.
Noise suppression. It's disabled. Okay. Can you hear that? You can hear it? Oh, so maybe it is both. Okay, turn yours off now. See if you can hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
You can still hear it. But yeah, it's amazing stuff. We're working with chakras when we're doing it. And in general, I mean, I've learned different techniques through the program that you can tune the organs and glands, for example. And as a practitioner, my eyes were like, whoa.
Yeah.
Your liver and gallbladder, for example, if you are doing a cleanse, it's super important to make sure those are moving. And so you might be taking, certain supplements like milk thistle, glutathione, tudka, things like that to get the liver and gallbladder moving. But if you have a bunch of anger in your liver or resentment in your gallbladder, you could still have issues like afterwards. And that could be part of the parasite problems, that you have anger and resentment in your liver and gallbladder. So you can go in and adjust the frequency of the organ and gland. And so that's one of the things I'll muscle test for. I had kind of mentioned this in the beginning of, you know, what, how stressed are these different organs and glands? Because your body's not going to function correctly if you're out of tune in those areas.
Well, they generally feel, once that emotion releases with the tuning forks, will they generally feel that emotion and it just kind of goes through, or is it just, does it just dissipate from your experience?
It's different for different people. Some people they'll just feel super. A lot of people, I'll ask them, it can be kind of like a guided meditation, but, and it can be different for every session too, but it tends to be kind of a guided meditation plus like conversation at some point. I'll ask them how they're feeling, because a lot of this is really becoming embodied and noticing what is, paying attention. Like a lot of times we're so disconnected from our body. We don't even know that we have a pain somewhere, and all of a sudden it's a really big pain and there's a cancer. So as we're doing this, I'm asking people how they're feeling, or emotions that are coming up, even visions they might be having. Sometimes like we'll be tuning the liver, for example, and they're like, oh, I'm starting to feel this anger. I'm like, all right, let's breathe.
It's coming up. Yeah, let's breathe.
And I'll you know, what we think about too can also, it will also create a chemical and vibrational reaction in our body too. So I'll sometimes kind of guide them to visualize that anger coming out of their liver or whatever it is that we're working on. A lot of times I'll encourage them to see it being like going down. We call this the central channel where our main chakras are. And I'll have them just imagine going down their central channel, being grounded into the earth. So it's almost like the earth is pulling it out like a magnet. So that tends to be a good visualization, or maybe I'll have them visualize even their digestive tract kind of like, with it. A lot of it's very intuitive work. I mean, we're muscle testing, we're getting in the field, we're feeling things. So it's, you know, almost like scientific in that way. But I just kind of go with what I feel like I'm, you know, being led by God to speak or, you know, talk about with them. Sometimes too, I love how you're very much into that whole idea of like living your vision, like who are you, your purpose. And so a lot of times stuff like that will come up too. It's like, because a lot of times I think people are just so much in a rut. They're just trying to survive.
Right.
And once you really have them stop so that they can try to heal, then it's like, well, why am I doing all this? You know, like what do I really want? You know,
The truth comes in really quick, right? It's just like, whoa, wait a minute. Like kind of takes them out of that that program in a way.
So I might kind of open discussion up more. Like once we kind of start seeing what's it there with that, I might start kind of guiding them, you know, through deep breathing and, you know, and like, I'll see these things, you know, like intuitively too. And I might just speak them out, or I'll have them do exercises where I'll encourage them to visualize, you know, what would your life be like if you, we're not stressed, or I don't know. I can't think of exactly what it would be until the moment, but
So
it just goes back to, so we're using sound to address different areas in the biofield. Like you could literally leave it at that. You don't need to do all this extra talking and stuff. Like I've done some sessions too where it's just that, because like they're super burnout. It's like they just need to relax. But I think a lot of people do need to kind of express themselves verbally sometimes too. And when you even call something out, like it can move.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's not as hard as people think, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes
when I get in a certain area, I'll even muscle test it. We weren't taught this in this program, but just because I've done other things, I've learned about muscle testing ages. So I'll muscle test the age. I'm like, seems like at 36, there was like something related to this emotion we're talking about. And I can't tell you how many times you're like, oh my God, that's when this thing happened. And so we'll kind of unpack that a little bit and harmonize it through. And I can't tell you how much better people feel when they deal with this stuff on a frequency level. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that makes so much sense, because they're just, you know, you don't have to hold it anymore, right? Mm-hmm. You just let it go.
Yeah.
And there's something really freeing, liberating, but also just a huge relief about that. I've also seen in myself and others. So this is so beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing everything you do, and it just sounds amazing. I want to like schedule a session with you with it just sounds really incredible.
Come by and do when I do it in person. I do all the extra bells and whistles. I'm like, here's some oils, here's some light therapy.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. I love it.
A nice rainbow chakra mat. So there's like all these crystals.
That's great.
Yeah, it's like one big supercharged frequency session.
that sounds divine. Oh man, thank you. I will do that. I'll get with you on that. I would love for you just to leave everybody with how to get in touch with you. You're in Portland, Oregon. And they can also work with you online, it sounds like, too. So if you, whatever you want to share about your offerings.
Yeah, and I actually mostly work with everyone virtually. It's only a new thing that I've started seeing some people in person. Well, okay. I shouldn't say anything. I used to have practice before I moved here in person. Right. Then I was like, I want to go online. And then 2020 happened and kind of pushed everyone online.
Like, we have to now. Okay. Yeah, right.
Like, this is what I wanted to do anyway. But yeah, and I'm in Washington, I'm actually on the other side of the river.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so if you just go to thewellnesstrinity.com, you'll see my services, the link to my store. We also have a CBD site as well too, that's linked in there. I have links to all, like I have different free biofield tuning sessions and some articles and stuff on there too. You can find the I have my podcast on YouTube and all the podcast platforms too. You can have some free sessions there and kind of get an idea of what they're like and other things that we talk about too. So.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Jacqueline. It was amazing to see you again. And I am excited to stay connected and do a session with you. And thank you. And I'll leave all the links in the show notes. Whether you're listening to this on the audio version or the YouTube version, all of Dr. Jacqueline's links will be in there for you guys to reach out to her. Thank you so much.
Thank you too for having me. It's always so nice to connect with you.
Same here. Your life is your greatest work of art, and it all relates back to the synchronicity.